www.thebeatsradio.com.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. It is the second hour already. The time flew by. We've had a great show so far. We opened up with John Milton Fogg, which is always a joy, talking about his four children, especially his two daughters. And then we had Rick Abraham from Mr. Schmooze. And now we've got my buddy Linnea Hagen, who came to us via Esther Werda, who might be the best. I don't know if she's a web designer, a publicist, or just an unbelievable human being. But that woman's something, isn't she?
She absolutely is. She's all of those above.
And I looked at your website during the break, and did she design that website for you?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She is a complete and total rock star. It is beautiful. Your four sidekicks. And how do those four women come into play in this deal that you're doing? Are you guys just a team, or how does that all go?
Well, actually, we are a team, and we all have different strengths. I've got a background in psychology, and I also help with the strategic success planning and do strategic plans for some of our Wait No More customers, our clients, to put together a strategic plan to get their diabetes in check or lose weight or bring down their cholesterol, whatever their ultimate goal is. And one of my partners, Marilyn, has been doing an emotional and stress eating program with her clients for over 17 years. And Josephine has experience with obesity and works a lot with women. And Lisa has a great business mind besides background in nutrition and understanding a lot about weight loss and also understanding about diabetes. So we have a kind of a four-pronged approach, and we all bring different strengths into it, different passions, but we're kind of a force to be reckoned with when you get down to it. So we're really, really fortunate to have been brought together.
I know the answer to this question. So I'm going to act like I don't.
Okay.
Are you one of those really skinny chicks that never had a weight problem, so you get out there, with, you know, just exactly like all these other girls that I see on all these websites I shouldn't be looking at going, oh, no, you can lose all this weight. I lost 500 pounds. Or have you really been heavy and lost weight?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, many times. I didn't have a weight problem when I was in high school, but I always thought I did. And I think what happens with a lot of women is that they have poor body image for whatever has happened in their life, or, you know, what messages they've received. And I actually ballooned up when I was in college, and I went from 126 pounds up to almost 170 pounds, and went through many years being bulimic, which is a really shameful thing to be going through when you're going through it, because, you know, it's kind of a gross thing. So yeah, I've got a lot of experience, and I believe that everything brings a gift to you in one way or another. And my experience with my weight and in the yo-yo experience that I had was that I learned a lot about how to really be conscious about what my body needs and what I'm doing to it, and also what I'm putting into it. So yeah, I'm down to less than I weighed in high school at this point, and I've kept it off, and really want to help people, kind of others, help them get not only lose weight but gain the kind of life that they want. And that's where my passion is.
And weight loss and healthy weight loss and losing weight to stay healthy, not losing weight to fit into society. Talk about that a little bit, because it's just two different things. And there's so much emphasis on weight loss out there. And isn't that just a little bit crazy?
Well, I think it is a little bit crazy. And the thing is, you know, you can look at the results, or you can look at the cause. And when people are struggling with weight, they're dealing with something that is usually a lack that they're having within themselves. It may be a lack of education. It may be a lack of self-worth. It may be just a lack of knowing what to do. But the first thing you have to do is get into who you are as a person, and what you're really trying to do with your life, and what your vision or get really clear on what you're trying to achieve in your life and kind of what your purpose is, so that you become a more inspired person. You inspire yourself. And then when you're more inspired, you really don't need to be motivated, because you're kind of have that little engine within you that keeps you going. And so that's where I work with my clients, whether it's to help them stay on their weight loss program, whatever weight loss program that is, or whether I'm helping a business owner. And it's all the same stuff. So we kind of tend to trip over ourselves, and it's so much not so much about losing weight, it's about gaining a life and gaining health that's going to sustain you for your time here on Earth. So that's really what it's all about, as far from my perspective. Now, the thing is, when people lose weight, there is a within our brain doesn't want to lose stuff, and it is going to look for whatever we've lost. So that's one reason why there's so much yo-yo dieting going on, is because people are approaching it as weight loss rather than gaining a healthy life, and about releasing the weight as a matter of choice. It's not losing it, it's releasing it. So it's just really a whole different approach.
What do you think about that, John Fogg?
Well, I have a question of Linnea. I'm 65 years old, and mm-hmm. I've lived my entire life fat. At mm-hmm. least I thought I was. Mm-hmm. It started when I was about 5 or 6. Uh-huh. I ate because I was bored. I was the bored only child all my life. So at 64, I finally lost my last like 25 pounds. Uh-huh. Discovered the glory of protein. Honey, I got muscles now.
Yep.
I wear tank top t-shirts just so I can look at myself in the mirror. And I'm not kidding. So I heard the excitement in your voice when you talked about how you lost weight this last time. I've done it too. How in goodness name do we transfer our enthusiasm, get people's attention? I helped write a diet book on the 68-69% obesity problem in this United States. I'm shocked that people don't run to anyone like you to lose weight, because I've never felt so good or looked so good. I've wasted a bunch of my life.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising, isn't it? Because there's so much in the news about what's going on with the health of this country, and I really congratulate you. I applaud you, because I know that hasn't been an easy route. And I'm 65, which kind of amazes me. I think I'm 35 somewhere in there, but but you know, and there, I think there's a myth that as we get older, we have to slow down. But you know, we can keep going, and we can continue to be productive for many, many years. But it really is a choice. And I think that what happens is that a lot of people buy into this whole thing. Well, I've got to slow down because I'm older, or gee, I can't lose weight because I'm old, or you know, whatever. I mean, it's so a lot of it has to do with your mindset going into it, and that's where our program, I think, really helps, is because we give the people not only education, but we give them a huge amount of support. We have actually three levels of accountability and support, not only from the coaches, but also, you know, it's all done by the phone. So it doesn't take any time out of their schedule, because a lot of people think, well, I can't make all these changes. So, but, you know, we do a 30-minute once a week by phone with the group, and it's very purposeful, it's very impactful. And then, so they have to be accountable to the group every week, but also we give them a lot of education. We help them change one habit a week rather than trying to look at the whole thing and thinking, I can't do this. And I think that's where a lot of people get hung up, saying there's too much stuff to change. And your brain actually kind of goes into a pain mode when it's faced with a change. Your brain doesn't want to change. It's very painful for it. And so what we do, we just give them, you know, one little habit a week to start, and then little by little start changing habits one at a time and incorporate it into a lifestyle. That's why we ask for 90 days, because 90 days is what it takes in order to change a life. It's a lifestyle. So, and then we match them up with accountability buddy one-on-one that they check in with in between the group phone coaching calls that they have to be accountable to. So there's a huge amount of celebration and support and wisdom, and it gives the community, which research shows that when people have big goals, they're going to be more successful when they have a support community, and that's what we provide. So, and we don't care what the program is that somebody's on to lose weight. It's whatever they choose, whether it's Weight Watchers or whatever. But the thing is, they don't have to go anyplace. They just call in from their car or from their hotel room or wherever they are. But I think that people look around and they don't have a community of support because everybody around them is eating as crummy as they are, and is as much of a couch potato as they are, and they just don't see any way out of it. The thing is, when you come in community with people who are on the same path and are trying to achieve the same goals and try to be as healthy as you are, you're going to have connections there that will actually move you out of where you are and into where you want to be.
Linnea, let me pull a real 180 on you and shift gears completely.
Okay.
You've been a coach for a long time, and you've got a lot of experience and training. I've done some coaching. I have nowhere near the experience and training that you have, but I find myself really bothered today by people who set their shingles out as coaches, and it's almost as if there was nothing else they could do. So they decided, I'll be a coach. Now, I know that's inviting a kind of negative commentary, and I'm sorry for that. But do you have anything to say about picking out for real coaches and not the pretenders?
You know, I'm so glad that you brought that up, Tom, because that really is kind of a thorn in my side, too. I mean, I have put in the years and the training and the experience and the money and, you know, the plane flights and everything to in a really, really profound and really intentional way in order to be the best at what I do. And it's the lifestyle that has been going on with me for a long time. And that bothers me too. I know, a lot of people who, you know, the one gal I know who's a photographer and she, on LinkedIn, she calls, you know, she says one of her areas of expertise.
She's a coach.
Yes. One of her areas of expertise is coaching. And I thought, you know, it's watering down the industry. And it's like, you know, it's like somebody saying, well, I'm a therapist because I, you know, like to help people.
Yeah, we got to go. Where is it? So give us your website one more time. We're out of here, and you are a rock star, and we want you and all your little partners back again one of these days. Because I'll tell you what, you are terrific, and I love the fact that she said no matter what company you're in or what program, whether it's Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or any one of the multi-level marketing companies that have the weight loss challenges, you can get something from these women. What's the website?
Yeah, and actually, we help you retain your customers.
Very cool. What's your website? Hurry.
Well, mine is theabundancecompany.com, and the other one is waitnomorecoaching.com.
All right. We're going to be back right after this with Derek Richards. He is a funny son of a gun. We'll be back.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back, John Milton Fogg. Thank you very much for you did a great job on the, on both of these interviews with Rick Abraham and also with Linnea. You are a rock star, my friend. But you know what? You need to learn how to laugh. And this guy, this guy here.
Well, hey, you did real well just then.
Oh yeah, I know. This guy here is a lunatic. I have known him for years. I don't know at what age he got dropped on his head, but it must have been a very traumatic day. His name is Derek Richards. Go to DerekRichards.com. He lives in Las Vegas, Nevada. He just ran off wife number 8, and he's living there. Hello, Derek. How are you?
That's a heck of an intro.
Welcome to the world.
You know how to sell a package, my friend.
Oh, welcome to the world, a single man. How's it going?
Oh, I'm loving it. You know, you get divorced. Well, you went through, and it's only been number 1 for me. So, not number 8. But you get divorced, though, and it's, you know, in a way. You feel like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank at the end of the movie when he crawls through that sewer pipe and he pops out at the end and he's standing there in the river and the rain's coming down on him and he rips off his shirt and he just feels like that's exactly how I feel right now.
Wow. Well, yeah. that's not very fun. So what are you feel? Do you feel free? Are you worn out and put off? I don't even get that. So how do you feel? Like worn out? Are you ready to put the spikes back on and go find another one?
No, you just got out of prison. You escaped from jail. Haven't you seen Shawshank?
No, I don't go to movies. I work, Derek. I don't have time to lay around
Academy
and watch
Award
Netflix.
Film. Academy Award film. Google it.
All right. I'll be sure to do that, Derek. That's
comedy
what I'm
references
to do.
Go over way better with people that are more dialed into pop culture.
Well, I'm so sorry about that.
Why don't we have your partner interview me? This is already going nowhere. What's
so
the matter,
sorry.
Derek? You can't stand a lack of intelligence? Come on.
You should.
No, you know, if that were the case, I would have never agreed to this phone call.
So I am going to tell you, that little butch wax haircut.
Derek,
wait a
go
second.
Get him. Come on, man. I'm on your side.
I know you are. So here's the deal. Here's the deal, Derek. When I saw you last time, you had like a flat top that was about 4 inches high with butch wax. The next girl, I don't think that's the vibe. So I don't know who you're looking like, the Birdman on the Miami Heat or whatever. But if you're going to be in Vegas, are you going to change the hair around a little bit?
You know what? The only hair that I want to try to stay away from is Steve Schultz from Longevity. His haircut, he looks like the Pennsylvania Dutch boy and Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
I know. Is that a, you know what I heard? You're not going to believe this, and I know you're going to see him next week. I hear the guy is sporting a new look.
Is he now?
That's what I heard. So he is going to be all styling, and you're going to be rubbing against him, and you know who knows what's going to happen. Yeah, that's the truth. Isn't that good news?
I was completely unaware of this. Apparently, my sources have led me astray.
They led you astray. Yeah, he had it going. He had kind of a moderated Donald Trump comb over forward deal going on that is now gone. So he's looking good.
When I saw him last year, like I said, all I did was when I saw him, all I saw was a little Dutch boy sitting on the paint can.
No doubt about it. Tell me about network marketing. I mean, you love the business. What's it like? You know, you came up through the toughest thing. People talk about network marketing being hard. I got to think breaking into comedy is 10 times harder than that, because basically you gotta prove yourself every night. So is there any correlation between the two?
Well, I think one of the things that that I learned, and I'm saying this, and this isn't a joke, and you and I, you know, I mean, we constantly bust on each other, you know, 24/7 whenever we're hanging out. But in all seriousness, I mean, just the stuff that when I've seen you do discussions in the breakout sessions and so forth. In fact, there was one guy that you brought to Las Vegas, the speaker, a gentleman who wrote the book, The Power of Who?
Yeah, that was the Power of Who by Bob Bodine, right?
Yes, and he really absolutely nailed it. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you've got to get out there and just, you know, and sell yourself to somebody just by building relationships, not by being, you know, some kind of a used car salesman or anything like that, because people genuinely want to do business with people that they like. And you know, if you're just yourself and you go out there and you go ahead and you're, you know, connecting with, in my case, you know, comedy club agencies and bookers and so forth, and even when I had connected with the Wallace for Longevity when they saw me perform down at the Atlantis Resort down in the Bahamas, and, you know, we had to stay in touch, and then, you know, through the years, you know, working with the Longevity team and so forth, and meeting you and Denise and everybody else, and just really, you know, forming a good relationship and keeping, you know, stuff like that going. So there are so many similarities between the two it's really surprising. And it really came out when I really noticed that when Bob Odine did his thing.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And there's nobody better than you. I mean, I think you are one of the funniest people in the world. During the break, we're coming back right after this. Go to DerekRichards.com right now. We'll be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food. Food
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault, John Milton Fogg, and the one and only Derek Richards. Marianne Niehaus just put Derek's website up on Facebook, so go look at his website. He is one funny son of a gun. John, what do you think of Derek?
I think he's wonderful, and I've got a question I'm itching to ask, if you'll allow.
Hit it.
No, go right ahead. I'm in the process of hiding my guns and buying the body armor from the commercials.
Good for you. You're such a
beautiful. Those probiotics are helping out like a champ.
Years ago, I compiled and edited a book called The Funny Business of MLM. And we were really excited about it. How many MLMers does it take to change a light bulb? All kinds of funny stories. We put this whole thing together. We had a little saga in there, the tale of the fat front loader. I just thought it was great. And it didn't sell at all. And my publisher, I had this sincere conversation. I mean, my heart was just out on the desk, and I said, Randolph, how come this book is only selling a couple of hundred copies and not thousands. And he very sternly said, John, MLM just isn't funny. You can't believe
really?
That.
Yeah, well, I think everybody has to have a sense of humor about stuff. I mean, somebody told me one time, and people get touchy and sensitive about certain things for whatever reason. Somebody told me one time that comedy is all about taking turns. And, if you're going to sit there and you laugh at everybody else, whether it's, a political joke or, something about, men or women or whatever, if you laugh at all that, when it lands on you, you've got to go ahead and laugh as well. And, I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, well, then you're just taking everything way too seriously, and there's really no use for you in our society. But, I mean, I'm not advocating you to kill yourself because you can't laugh at yourself, but, that could be...
What's funny about MLM for you?
When you get involved and, you see the, the characters that are in the business and so forth, it's a, for me, I just enjoy, working with everybody, and it's, when you see how the operation works, and then when you see, and Lord knows if both of you guys have seen, when people do it poorly, and, when they do come across like the used car salesman or somebody, who's trying to, sell you an air conditioner in Montana, when people just completely do it wrong is when it's, is to me when it's funny, because, I've done, some stuff where I'll hang out at a coffee shop and I'll see somebody who's going out there to meet somebody to try to connect with them and bring them into their network. And you listen to the conversation just because you're sitting there and not because you're spying. Actually, I was spying. I'm not going to lie to you. But they, when they do it so bad and then, when you can look at that and laugh about it and then turn it into an educational positive, then that's cool. But I'm stunned that book didn't sell. I think it's hilarious. I think everything's funny. So, and certainly, MLM, unlike anything else, there's always humor in everything.
And the human being, I mean, when you take a look at human beings out there trying to be people they're not, and the stupid stuff that people do, whether it's walking up to somebody at the Starbucks and telling them that I get more out of watching people do this business wrong than I do out of seeing them do it right, because they're just grabbing. Yeah, they're grabbing people out of line, and it is just horrific what goes on out there. And I think a guy like you could make a career. I mean, as funny as you are, just mocking up the bad presentations that people do, thinking that they're, no wonder network marketing's got a bad name. With all the goofballs out there you get somebody trapped in an airplane seat next to you, and they just grind on those people for 3 hours straight, and you can just see the people putting pillows and headphones on trying to shut them up. I mean, that's where the whole thing comes from. I mean, that's where it gets sickeningly funny, in my opinion. What about you?
Well, when you and I actually did that one breakout session last year in Orlando when I was there at the function, and we were joking around and talking about bad MLM presentations and just people, like you said, not being themselves and not being just a normal person, and that to me was what made that funny, because you and I were cracking up and the audience was dying, because we were, it was just one of those things where, like you said, a couple of bad apples that screw it up, because once somebody tries to give you a presentation and they are so out of bounds, then you completely build a wall and you don't want to hear anything from anybody else. As soon as that comes in, you go, ah, geez, not another one of these. And, sit there and actually, listen to, the leaders in your industry and read some of these publications and so forth and actually utilize what's being put in front of you.
No doubt about it.
I mean, people made a bunch of money. I mean, here you are sitting there, stocking shelves at some 24-hour, grocery store at 3 o'clock in the morning, and, this guy's you know, making six figures, and he's got hot babes falling all over him. It's like, you know, listen to that guy.
And
hang out with successful people.
There's no doubt about it.
If your friends are losers, find new friends.
No doubt about it. Now, what about career? What about the comedy world now? Where are you at? What are you doing? Are you still on the speaker circuit? What's going on with your career?
Keeping busy, still doing, just moved here to Las Vegas, which is fantastic. You know, round the clock, gambling and drinking is exactly what fits right into my wheelhouse.
And do you get, is it hard to find gigs? And, you know, you can always find somebody to talk to.
And out here in Vegas, it's fantastic. I mean, I keep busy. I still travel around doing shows for the military. I do a lot of corporate events. And so forth. So travel back to the East Coast and the Midwest and do a lot of club dates and so forth. So, I mean, I keep myself busy. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a crazy ride. If somebody asked me 15 years ago, you know, where this would be, you know, where I would be right now with things, I would have had absolutely no clue to even, you know, chart how this whole plan would have worked out. But it's been a lot of fun, man. It really has. I've had a blast.
Well, you're damn good at it, I'll tell you that. John Fogg, you wanted to ask him something? Did I lose you? Oh, I might have lost John Fogg, man. He uses his cell phone, so. John, you still there?
I am. I'm sorry. Who knows what button I'm pushing these days? No, I already asked my question. I wanted to know what Derek thought was funny about MLM.
Yeah. The funniest thing about network marketing to me is the fact that people can, the secret to the business is authenticity and transparency. And everybody does it exactly the opposite. They're trying to be a Derek Richards or they're trying to be a John Milton Fogg. And that in itself is humorous to me because they just do a terrible job at it. And if they would just be themselves, they would be funnier than funny. So you're going to do the longevity convention this time. You're going to MC it again. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, over at Red Rock Casino coming up this next weekend, and I'm excited about it. It's always great seeing the crew, and we'll see you and Denise out there, and you know it's going to be it's always a great time. Always a blast. I love it.
Well, we've got connections in Vegas as well as everywhere else. We're going to get you a lot more work, and I'm also going to find you a wife because nobody deserves to be as happy as you probably are right now. So I am going to work on it like crazy. I can promise you that.
Here's the funny thing. I have all these friends that are divorced right now, you know, and it's hilarious because you're getting advice from them on dating and so forth, which is a riot because, you know, you get people that say try the online dating, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, every website and every picture, not even close. The guy that invented Photoshop should be forced to date every single person whose image he has helped alter. I swear, you're sitting across from the date, and you're like, wow, your profile showed a 5'8" blonde. When did this whole Chewbacca thing grow in?
Marianne is laughing like crazy. That's the truth. And wouldn't you? I mean, are you on Match.com or eHarmony or any of those things?
No.
Okay. Your hair is so bad. I can't imagine you taking a picture of
this
you as you are.
This is coming from a guy who looks like he fell out of a helicopter every time I see him. Really?
I look like I went through the robo-wash with the window open. But here's the deal. I'm telling you, I swear you would alter your photo. You've got that little square jaw, and now that's, you know, you look a little bit like a Marine. But I promise you, Derek Richards, you'd be putting on makeup or something like that if you were trying to impress the babes on eHarmony or Match.com or any one of these other sites. I guarantee it. So how can you blame those other people?
Hey, I go the old-fashioned route. I go to the bar. Seriously, but then people will say, here's what's funny, because then you sit there, and you go to the bar, and people say, well, don't do that because they're meat markets. I mean, let's think about this, really. If you break it down to the least common denominator, we're all pieces of meat. We are. Back in our 20s and 30s, we were that lean, juicy piece of steak that everybody wanted to take a bite out of. Now you get older, closer to the expiration date, sitting in the cooler, a little gray on the end, more fat marbled through, big orange sticker that says price reduced, looking up at anybody that walks by saying, somebody eat me.
Price reduced. That's exactly right. And that's who we are. And that's 100% right. So what do? You have to dress that up on Match.com, and you can't do that in a bar unless, obviously, you got a lot of cocktails in somebody. And the reality is going to set in the bar as much as it's going to set in once they see your real mug after Match.com. All right, Derek, we are going to the next segment. We love you. I can hardly wait to see you in 2 days. You are one of the funniest, best guys I know. I count you as a friend. I believe in your career. DerekRichards.com. If you guys need to have a comedian for anything that you're doing in your business, this is the guy. He's expensive, but he's worth it. So thank you so much, Derek.
You're awesome, buddy. I can't wait to see you guys. Have a good one. Have a safe trip over.
All right. Thanks a million. That's Derek Richards. It's been a great show. We've got John Fogg in the next segment with he and I. We're going to kind of recap today's show. We're going to talk about going deep in relationships. And you know what? It's so funny that Derek Richards just kind of tied a bow around everything that we've been talking about all day long. And that's relationships, John. That's all this business is if you're going to be successful at it. Don't you agree?
Completely.
Well, we're going to come back. All right, that's a long answer. We're going to come. I was trying to get about 10 seconds out of you. I got one. We're coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show with John Milton Fogg. If you want to find John Fogg, find him on Facebook. He's got a little Facebook program going on that will blow your mind on developing relationships online. You want to follow that up? We're coming back right after this.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault, John Milton Fox, Sherry Brower Mathis, Marianne Niehaus, Loreen Williamson, Tim Mendoza, Matt Jameson, Richard Bliss Brook, Deborah Washington, Pete Greenway, and Renee Dickerson, all sitting here just looking at each other saying, man alive, it is a great Sunday afternoon. And John Milton Fox, you're a rock star. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Tom. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, having you as a co-host sure makes my life easier because you ask compelling questions. Your voice is so much that woman, Linnea, actually called you Tom. And usually on all my radio shows, I've had co-hosts forever, and they always call the people the wrong name. That's the first time in the time that you and I have been speaking together on the radio that somebody's done that. And that's interesting to me because I think our voices are so distinctly different, and also our speaking, not just our voices, but our just the way we address things and look at things is so much different that it's very easy to tell us apart. Because, my friend, you got command of the language, and you're one smart son of a gun. And I love that about you.
Well, thank you. I have this habit, I think.
Yeah, that's exciting. And I have this habit, I don't. So here's the deal, John. I love that about you. And, you know, here's where my strength has been in network marketing. And I was with my friend Ollie O'Connor this morning, and I actually videoed Ollie O'Connor this morning because I was in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico with him, and I was sober, and he was on the back of a jet ski, and I was trying to impress him with my bravery, and I knocked him off the back of the jet ski and into the middle of the ocean. And when he came back out of the water, his eyeball was gone. How's that grab you? I didn't even know he had an artificial eye, and I knocked it out, and it went right to the bottom of the ocean. And the guys came out, and instead of having an eyeball there, it was just this big, white, festering, pulsating hole in his head. And it just freaked me out. And I've told that story a million times, and nobody ever believes me. So I met him this morning at my AA meeting. Both of us have had a few years of sobriety. And I got him on video just telling the story so people would realize that wasn't a lie. And he had met a girl the night before, and he was going on a date with her that following night, and he didn't put a patch on that eye. He just showed up with that hole in his head and ended up having a fairly good date of it. But that's the epitome of a blind date, wouldn't you say, John?
At least half blind. blind.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, he was a sweet guy. He's also the guy, I did this course called Landmark, the Landmark Forum, and I stayed there a year doing all this personal development work. And I just had a blast, and I was dating all kinds of girls and having fun. And they said at the end of the year that I was there, I was trying to get access to intimacy. That was the big thing that I wanted to figure out in my life. And at the end, they said, what are you going to do, Tom? Are you going to be a forum leader? Are you going to volunteer here? I said, no, I'm out of here. I'm going to go make a living, a big living. I'm going to direct people toward the Landmark Forum. But most importantly, I'm going to go find the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, and I'm going to marry her. And he looked at me like I was crazy because I hadn't even intimated that that was even in my thought process. He goes, who is it? And I go, I don't know. She hasn't shown up yet. And I put that thought into existence. And a week later, Denise walked into my life. And he's a witness to it. How cool is that?
Very. You're a powerful creator.
Now, well,
I want to bring you back to something that we didn't pick up on. And I'm sorry we didn't. When Richard was talking, he made a significant point out of serving people. And one of the things that I admire about you and your coffee shop interview and your whole approach to this business with the men and women who are your partners, but even with your prospects, your attitude is, how can I serve? What can I do to serve? And I think that's magic. I wish I could quote unquote package and sell that approach to more people. I know with you, it's heartfelt. I know that comes from inside you. So it's not something I'm advising people, oh, put this on. This is a great technique. But man, oh man, I think it's special, Thomas.
Well, if you're going to have network marketing resonate in you, you've got to be that person. You got to care so much for other people. It hurts because I'm telling you, driving people to their dreams, they're going to resist you every inch of the way. And I'm telling you, if you aren't 100% plugged in with your heart as well as your head, you're dead. And that's that simple. And John Fogg, you've got that under. I mean, I look at what you do with Daryl Johnson and with Bob Vadas and the various people that you help out there. And it is just remarkable. And I just want to thank you for being the man you are. And I just want you to have a tremendous Sunday with those two beautiful little girls' ears.
Thanks, babe.
All right, everybody. We'll be back. We won't be back. Next week, we're going to run a replay because I'm going to be in Las Vegas and not have a chance to do the show. So it will be a replay next week. I guess we should have probably told the radio station that. The big Youngevity convention coming up. So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125/80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.